Welcome back to Resolved. We all encounter difficult issues at times. Life can get tough, and it may seem impossible. But no matter what, and through it all, Jesus Christ is the answer. And through Him, we can rise up and be more than conquerors. Today's message asks, who cast Jonah into the sea? Now, let's join Pastor Tom Porter.
Turn with me to the book of Jonah. Now, this is not a repeat. This is a whole new message that the Lord gave me a question to ask, and we'll find the answer in the book of Jonah. And so if you will, turn to the book of Jonah, and let's look at that at the very first chapter. I'm excited about this. And I pray that you will ask yourself this question that I'm going to give to you in a moment. A lot this year. When things come your way that you don't understand, when things happen to you and you ask yourself, why is this happening to me? I pray that you'll ask yourself this question. I pray that you'll learn the lesson from this question. Jonah chapter 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that Lord, you would help us to understand your word today and understand what Jonah went through and understand what in advance of what we are going to go through this coming year of 2011. Lord, this is a great year, and all of our expectation is upon you for this new year. So we pray, Lord, that you would bless in our service today. May Jesus Christ be lifted up. May you keep me from saying anything that I need not say, and make sure that I say the things that I need to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, notice that's little G-O-D, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down in the sides of the ship, and he lay and he was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call unto thy God, capital G-O-D, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and why is thy and what is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he saith unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wroth, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon me. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard. They weren't going to do that. They rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wroth and the tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee. Now look who they're praying to now. We beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Verse 15, so they, who's they? Sailors. They took up Jonah, and they cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. The question this morning is, Who threw Jonah? Who threw Jonah into the sea? That's the question. And by what we've just read, we would all answer why the sailors did. Seasoned sailors. Sailors that didn't want to do it. sailors that knew that they had to lighten the load. They've been in storms before, but this was a storm that was drawing them and going to break the ship. They were afraid the ship was going to fall apart. So finally, Jonah came to them, confessed to them, and said, "Cast me into the sea." The sailors, they cast Jonah into the sea. But I'd like to take your attention now to chapter 2. First three verses. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. So now here he is. He's in the belly of the fish. And said, here is his prayer to God. I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Verse 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep. Who cast Jonah into the deep? All the sailors would say, I cast Jonah into the deep. But Jonah would tell us this morning, nay, 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 they did not cast me into the sea. God cast me into the sea. He's the one that put me there. You know, this year in 2011, we're going to come across some things that we're going to ask the question, why? Why is this happening to us? Why is it happening to me? And we often look down at Jonah, our first missionary story. We often look down at Jonah and we say, you know, he really was a rascal. He went the opposite direction. He actually tried to hide from God. Can you hide from God? No. No, you can't. Remember growing up, I used to try to hide from my mother. I would. And I lived in Columbus, Georgia. My dad was at Fort Benning. And I'd shimmy up. I would shimmy up a pine tree, no more than 8 inches in circumference or diameter. It's not circumference, but diameter. And I'd get to the very top, and mother would come out, and there'd be a storm a-brewing. Tommy! Tommy! And I'd be up there riding. That's the best ride, on top of one of those pine trees. And I'd look down, and I'd say, she can't see me. But you know what? God knew where I was. You can't hide from God. And we look at Jonah, and we say, boy, that rascal, you know, he went the opposite direction. Why, God told him to go to Nineveh, and here he is going to Tarshish. He took a Mediterranean cruise instead of doing what God had told him to do. And we look at Jonah. He's like the Word of God, and this book is like a mirror. It reflects our imperfections. So before we get too hard on Jonah, and we get down on Jonah, that rascal, we need to look at ourselves. We need to consider ourselves as this is like a mirror. When I was a little kid, I used to make ugly faces, and I could entertain myself for hours just standing in front of the mirror and making ugly faces in the mirror. Just crack myself. Mom would say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just making faces in the mirror. Now as I'm getting older, the mirror is getting revenge. Right, brother? I'm not trying to do it. It just does it. Your hair's going to get grayer. There'll be more wrinkles this year in your life. Oh, it's the Word of God that reflects our imperfections. God has given us an assignment, dear church, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we know what to do. He's made it very clear for us. When the Holy Spirit says go, I pray that you'll say yes. I'll pray you'll not be like Jonah and say no, but I'll pray in 2011 you'll say I'll go. And you'll yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. We who know the Lord need to tell those who don't know the Lord. But how many times have I personally had the opportunity to share Christ with somebody? But because, Lord, I'm so busy. Lord, I've got a lot on my mind. Lord, I've got things I've got to do. Lord, I don't have time right now to talk to this person. I shared with you months ago, maybe a year ago, I'll never forget it. But I was coming into the chapel to hear a chapel service. As I was coming past the front door there on the north end door, I saw a man, and he was kneeling down facing the wall, the brick wall, and he was like this, and he had his hands like this, and he was praying. I could see his mouth moving, and I thought, wow, that's different. Usually it's, hey, I need some money for gas. Hey, I need to bail my old lady out. I need money. Whatever their need is, he was praying. I looked at that, took note of it, came in. I sat in the back chair back there, and the Holy Spirit said, you need to go talk to that guy. Lord, yeah, I just want to catch that. I want to really catch this. What? You need to go talk to the guy. Yes, Lord. Got up. Hadn't been 30 seconds in that chair. Got up, went out. The man was gone. He and his bicycle completely gone. I even walked out to the railroad tracks out front and looked north and south to find him. I walked around the buildings. I could not find him. A missed opportunity to tell somebody or to minister to somebody in some way. The Lord wanted me to do that, and I waited seconds, not days, not minutes, but seconds, and I missed an opportunity. Who threw Jonah off the ship? Jonah would say, God did. God threw me off the ship. There was a reason for this. Jonah hated the Ninevites. They were the Assyrians. They were the enemies of Israel. They were, and still are, masters of torture, masters of terror. And God wanted Jonah to go and cry out against their sin. The greatest revival that ever took place, I feel, it was this revival. The whole city came to know the Lord Jehovah God. Oh, Jonah would have said, they all deserve to go to hell, God. The fact is, we all deserve to go to hell. Jonah said, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm off to Joppa. But the sea became tempestuous, and everything those seasoned sailors did to fight them, they couldn't help it, and they threw Jonah off the ship. And this is a supernatural thing that God did to Jonah. And we ask the question, who cast Jonah into the sea? Most people would say, well, the sailors did. But as we read in chapter 2, verse 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep. Our great God, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, delights nothing more than to bestow grace and mercy on people. That's what God delights in doing. God loves us with an unconditional love, an agape love. And he delights nothing more than to give us grace and mercy. Someone, somewhere, at some time had to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and brought you the message of salvation. Maybe it was an obedient pastor. Maybe it was an obedient person on the radio. And you heard that Jesus loves you and Jesus saves. Who cast Jonah into the sea? My dear wife and I were coming home from Thanksgiving. We were up at Crown College and Temple Baptist Church up in Knoxville area. And we're coming back and we stopped at a rest stop. My TomTom beeps every time there's a rest stop. Scares the coon dog out of me. We'll be just driving along, you know, and just thinking. All of a sudden, it's got an ugly horn. And it lets me know that there's a rest stop coming about 100 feet before the exit. So I got to make up my mind real quick. We pulled off in there, and my wife had her three fingers on her left hand just smashed in that heavy bathroom, that big metal door. She stuck her hand in there to try to keep it, you know, from closing all the way. I don't know. And it just happened. And all, they swelled up. I've told you before, we had to cut her wedding ring off and all of that. And just thinking, oh, my lands. And they were swelling. I had to stop. I got ice and everything. And we had to get off the interstate in Tifton, Georgia. I've never been downtown Tifton, Georgia in my life. I always just go right by it or stay off the interstate, just off the interstate. And got the pliers and cut off the ring. So we were getting back. Before we got on the interstate, I said, you know, we need some gas. Let's go ahead and fill up right here. You know, that Georgia gas, a little bit cheaper than it is in Florida. And as I was pulling into the driveway of the BP station, and that stands for Becky Porter. That's where we get all our gas, from Becky Porter's. And she owns that. You know that, don't you? And we pulled in there, and I noticed out of my peripheral vision, a young man sitting on a curb at a payphone. Who uses payphones anymore? He did. And I noticed the countenance on his face was very sad. He wasn't happy. And I just thought, I've seen that face before. And pulled in, and Holy Spirit said, you need to talk to that guy. And so I took one of our bridge tracks and took it over there to him and went through the bridge track with him. We've got another shipment coming in this week. Thank God you're handing these out, sharing God's word with people in our community, and went through that and talked to his grandmother on the phone and helped him with a bus ticket to get him just up the road, not too far from where he needed to be. But see, at God's appointed time, and Becky, I'm not even thinking about, you know, correlating her fingers with this event. And we get back on the interstate, and my dear wife, my dear godly wife, she said, you know, if it meant breaking my fingers to present the gospel to that guy, it was worth it all. Hey, who smashed Becky's fingers in the rest stop? Ha, okay. I can tell you another story turn with me now to Joseph. Go to Genesis chapter 25. Go to Genesis chapter 25. Turn on back there. And let's make it Genesis 45. Genesis 45. This is the story of Joseph. Y'all know Joseph, his brothers, they're on the road and they dug a hole and he threw Joseph in the pit and, got killed an animal, got the blood and everything. And then they felt bad about that. So they sold Joseph as a slave to Egypt. Joseph ends up being the prime minister of Egypt. I mean, the king's right hand man. I mean, great things came out of that. And so the brothers, they came up to Joseph, and we don't have time to, let me just read verse 5 of 45, and it says, "Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves," and this is Joseph telling him that, he says, that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. See, Joseph knew who threw Jonah into the sea. He knew that God meant it for good. God meant it for good. We quote this verse a lot, don't we? We say Romans 8:28, and we say it this way. All things work together. We start it that way, but that's the wrong way to start it. Well, Brother Porter, that's what it says. And all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. It doesn't say that. It says more than that. It says, and we know that all things. Certainty is a hallmark of Christianity. And we know. And Joseph's going, and I know that God did this for a reason. And Jonah's saying, I know that God did this for a reason. And when something comes into your life this year, you take a survey. You ask God, God, what are you doing? Is this of you? Are you doing this for a reason? Before we get mad and say no to God and angry to God, let's obey the Lord. Now look at Genesis chapter 50. This is great. The conclusion of Genesis chapter 50 and verse 16. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, this is verse 16, thy father did command before he died, saying, they made up this story. The brothers are still scared because they see how powerful God has made their brother Joseph. Verse 17, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespasses of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spoke unto him. And his brethren, see, they didn't get it. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face and said, behold, we be thy servants. Look at verse 19. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. That's a question, so it would sound like this. Fear not, for I am in am I in the place of God? He's telling them. He's trying to convey to them, I know what you did. Duh, I was there. I know what you did, but God meant it for good. I'm in the place of God now. And look at verse 20. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. You thought to do evil, but God wanted to do good for me. Who caused Becky to smash her fingers, the heavy door? Who sold Joseph to slavery, his brothers? Who cast Jonah into the sea, the sailors? Those are all the world's view. As Christians, we need to look beyond the world's view, to live above the world's view. Genesis 8:25 says this, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Even when things seem bad, all things, and we know that all things work together for good. Yeah. Oh, so who cast Jonah into the sea? God did. I'm going to ask that question. I want you to give me the answer. Who cast Jonah into the sea? God. That's exactly right. And when we can answer that question, then God begins to give grace to such a measure that you can behave like a Christian and walk with confidence and know that God is going to bring us through it. So this new year, let's all look beyond the world's view and let's look at God's view. Let's continue to obey God. Let's continue to obey the Holy Spirit that lives within us, the Comforter that Jesus so graciously said, I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Don't you love a I'm talking earthly now, a good comforter. Y'all know what a comforter is? That material, that quilt. My great-grandmother, when Becky and I got married, gave us one of her quilts. And now she goes and they hand-stitch and they do it right. And I sent pictures of my mom, to my mom and dad of Becky and I on the beach. And we had that quilt. And my mother called me up. She said, is that Mama Brummett's quilt she gave to you that you've got on that wet sand down there at the beach? I said, yeah, Mom, it's great. So you don't realize the hours your great-grandmother put on that quilt. Don't abuse that quilt in such a way like that. Don't you put it in a wash machine. You take it, have it dry clean. You fold it up. And you put it in plastic bag, and you save it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what we're supposed to do. But you know what? That's what some Christians do. They have the Holy Spirit that indwells within them, and they'll either abuse it, or they'll fold it up, put it in a plastic bag, and set it aside. Oh, let us in 2011, let all of us say yes to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Who cast Jonah into the sea? God did. God did. Let us be obedient. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Trust and obey.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Tom Porter of Temple Baptist Church in Titusville, Florida. I would like to thank you for joining me in this podcast and bringing the good news that Jesus Christ is the risen Savior. There is no problem too big and no blessing too small when Jesus is the Lord of our lives. I would like to ask you a question. When you die, where will you spend eternity? Will you spend it with Jesus forever or be eternally separated from Him? You know, the Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved from their sins. You know, it's God's desire for you to have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Your sins have separated you from God. You must admit to God that you're a sinner and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Jesus bridges that gap between you on this earth and heaven. Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior today? It's easier than you think. You can pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I admit to you that I'm a sinner. I realize that you paid the penalty for my sins on the cross, and I want to receive you into my life right now. Save me from my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer with me, then you've been born into the family of God.
Thanks for listening. Resolved is a production of Temple Baptist Church, Titusville, Florida, USA. For notes on this message and others, you can find them at resolved.podbean.com. Make sure you visit our main website at templebc.net. And if you're ever in our area, we hope that you'll come by and see us. Remember, Jesus is Lord, So take care, and God bless you.